17. Okay. Lord, I thank you for Scott. Thank you for the call of God upon his life. Lord, that you have brought him here with a purpose, with a destiny, with a call. Scott, I see three turbulent storms all around you, things that have been going on and that are going on, and I see you right in the middle. And God, I see God taking all of these storms and he's making it one big storm, one big hurricane. But you're in the eye of the storm. You're right in the middle. God has you in the palm of his hands. And in the eye of the storm, nothing happens. Everything happens around it. And even as it moves, I see you moving with it as God is moving with you. God says that he's with you in this time that you're going through. And he says that actually it's a time of transition. I see a change coming to you. I see the I see the storm as it begins to dissipate. I see now you're actually on land, and I see it opening before, and I see you walking right through, walking up towards the hill, towards like the sunset. God's saying, whatever this is coming to an end, and you're about to embark on something brand new. All of a sudden, I see train tracks that have been laid down and have been laid there for quite a while. God has had a path for you, and now that you're coming out of this, God's going to put you back on the path, and he wants you to stay the path. God is providing the tracks. I see you as a train. You just need to follow the tracks. I see in and out roundabouts, and I see times of, times of pressure, times of testing, but God is with you in all this time, and God has actually taken you to the school of life, as I like to call it. You're learning as you go along. You're going to stop at a few destinations where you think this is it, but God said this is not it. I'm taking you to certain places that you can learn from these experiences because I've got a greater purpose for you at the end, says God. And God says you're not alone. I see people coming to you. I see two people coming next to you to raise up your arms in the near future. But even though I see three things right now that are kind of around you, God's going to bring them all in one, but God's going to dissipate it very soon. I see in 6 months there's going to be a major change in your life. God's going to disappear that you come to the end of one season, you're going to go to begin in the next season, but there's going to be a time of transition. And in a time of transition, there's going to be a little time you're going to feel like being stretched and pulled in many directions. But God says, stay the course and stay with me because I'm about to put you on a train that's going in one direction, and I see this train picking up. Now I see, it's actually one of these superconductive bullet trains that pick up speed really quickly. As you begin and as you learn to trust the Lord in these turns, in these detours, in these hard places that may seem hard at the time, as you learn and as you stay faithful to God, it's, you know, a straight track going forward, and it's your train picking up speed. It's going to pick up very quickly, says the Lord. It's not going to be a very long season, and this time is testing once you are on the track. But once you've come out of it, God says it's straight ahead of you and me. I see you traveling to the east, like in the eastern lands. God's got you travel. As you travel a little bit, I see the eastern, the orient opening up for you in the future, says the Lord.